Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We'll name her Michaela because she made it very clear she did not want her name used.
Copy, Michaela.
And when I read this, I went, something's not, the math ain't mathing, but let me read it
I'm
for you.
I'm bad at math already, so, well, here we go.
All right, Michaela said, hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not bringing a present to a kid's birthday party?
Yes. Have a good day, Michaela.
Hold on, though. I agree, because when I first read that, I went, where are we going with this? I had to read more, and this is where it becomes appalling, and it starts to make sense.
Let's not make predetermined judgments without hearing the facts.
She said, my daughter, who's 13, was invited to a friend's birthday party.
Okay.
The party was at a bowling alley 30 minutes from where we live. There are two bowling alleys in town.
So.
I don't know why that makes a difference. I had to pick. Maybe there was one closer. Who knows? There are two bowling alleys in town. I had to pay for my kids' bowling and shoes, and no food or cake was served. This was around 6 p.m. on a Friday night.
Okay, dinner time.
Am I the jerk for not bringing a gift? Please keep me anonymous. So I named her Michaela. So then I replied, okay, because she wrote us on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
that
I
was
said,
too short.
I said, hold on.
Not enough info, mama.
I said, I got questions.
Yeah.
I said, did you know there was no cake and food being served before you went to the party?
Mm-hmm.
What made you show up with no gift?
Because
to me, I'm thinking you would have gotten there and then discovered it.
And been like, why ain't y'all, wait, what? Right.
So
right.
Michaela wrote me back yesterday and said, yes, we were told there would be no food served and to bring money for bowling.
Also, it's more like a hangout.
So her daughter gets invited to a 13th birthday party 30 minutes from where they live. They're told, we're not serving food at 6 p.m. on a Friday, so it's dinner time.
Yep.
And that you have to pay for bowling.
And you're about to spend hours there, so you know these kids are going to be hungry. And kids are hungry all the time.
I'm irritated by this. What the hell?
Yeah.
You should. So I'm with you. Was it just kids hanging out?
It was a hangout. It was a hangout party. They didn't want to do nothing official. They probably couldn't get in nowhere. And this was the only bowling alley in town that had an open slot to fit however many kids was going. They did an impromptu party. There was no cake and no food because they did an impromptu party and they didn't want to pay that party price.
I know how to go to Costco and pick up, or Walmart and pick up a cake
and slide in.
And even pick and save. And then I know how to go pick up pizza and have it ordered within,
right.
And within 10 minutes. But I can get on my phone and order pizza. So that's nonsense.
I'm not coming to bat for this, but let me play the
and
other side.
And bowling alleys have food, by the way.
Thank you.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you can't bring it in. You got
words right out of my mouth. They got food at the bowling alley. The only thing and the least you could do is, you know, bring your own little cake or cupcakes, whatever, because they usually don't have a bakery. But bowling alleys normally got some pizza. Trust
me.
I worked at JB's in Sheboygan for years.
We
made pizza.
It tastes like the frozen ones, but you eat it and you like it.
Hey, nah, I got down in the kitchen. Don't put some respect on my name. The pizzas when I was making them were different.
Fine.
Boston.
Fine, but.
Digressing.
Michaela.
They have food. They have options.
Michaela, so I don't. This makes no sense. I'm listening.
Hear me out.
Yes, I'm listening.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they had the full means to go all out for a birthday party. Doesn't mean that they had financial stability to pay for all these kids, also get a cake, also go do a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're operating under the construct that Michaela's going, they had a birthday party. They should have had stuff for these kids. I'm not about to bring a present if my kids already got to go bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the spirit. That's not the spirit here. A little card, a little thoughtful something. You don't have to buy a present, but just, you know, a $5 gift card on top of the $10, $15 you're already about to spend in bowling. Now, I get it. That's $20 right there.
Okay.
But it's the thought. And even if you didn't give them a gift card, a card would have sufficed to just say, hey, thinking of you, love you, happy birthday, thanks for inviting me.
Okay, well, then Megan in Milwaukee texted in and said, not the jerk, bowling alleys are not cheap anymore. It's the price of the gift.
They're
so
not?
She's saying...
It's not 50 cents a game, too?
Dude.
It's not 50 cents no more?
The last time I went bowling... They were like, oh, 94, 32. I went, excuse me? And I go, are you joking? They were like, and they go, and we're the cheapest alley in the Waukesha County. And I went, what the hell? Like, I'm not even kidding. Bowling is not cheap anymore, for the record.
Well, with that updated knowledge. Ugh.
But I will still bowl every day of my life because I love, I own my own ball. Come on, I don't mess around with bowling.
One?
Two.
Thank you.
Two balls. Thank
and
you.
Shoes.
And shoes.
It probably got a shirt somewhere,
DZ's,
too. Full fit.
You've seen it.
I've seen it.
My balls and
See,
shoes.
So you get this bowling aspect from a different perspective.
But then you don't throw a party and you don't invite other kids or you don't even call it a birthday party. Like you just say, hey, my 13-year-old's going to hang out with their friends. Bring your own money. Because this is crazy.
Fam, they're 13. These kids don't want a party anyway. Everything they're doing is called a hangout.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it is a party. They're just going, if you want to have some little get together with your friends, fine. Bring your little friends, tell them where to go, but they got to pay for themselves because I'm not paying for all of y'all.
Michelle in Milwaukee said, don't call it a birthday then, not a jerk. It's all over the place.
What are we going to call it if it's their birthday?
Yeah. And then so many texts are all over the place. Some people are saying, jerk, whole situation is odd, but she RSVP'd.
I didn't think
that her daughter would be there and knew the parameters. Yep. Oh, that's a fact.
That is a fact.
She did agree knowing. Lainey in Oak Creek said, yes, she's a jerk because she's taking it out on the 13-year-old.
I didn't think that.
I didn't think about it like that. They're saying you should be taking it out on the parents.
course of action, right? Due to relation.
All right, let's open the phones and we'll take your calls, texts, and your voice messages from the app. We'll take them next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Michaela wrote in, asked to be anonymous. We changed her name because her 13-year-old got invited to a birthday party, and it was on Friday night at 6 p.m. There was no food.
Or cake.
Or cake, and they had to pay for their own bowling, and it was 30 minutes away, and so she was like, am I the jerk for not bringing a gift to this party I had to pay for?
Have you never been to a party where you got to pay your own way? Like, these things get expensive. Especially when you do excursion stuff. I remember being a kid and being told, send your kid with $20.
The birthday etiquette has changed because we're so over the top and obnoxious with it sometimes.
Everybody want to do something now. You can't just kick it at the house no more. Ain't nobody trying to have a kickback. It's got to be something special.
Well, let's start with our girl in Kenosha. She's one of the regulars, called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song, Tanya.
I'm so fancy. You already
Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Danny.
Aw, thank you.
It's little Danison's first birthday, DZ's son. Aw, so happy about that.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Tanya.
All right, Tanya, is Michaela the jerk for not bringing a gift?
So this one's pretty easy and clear-cut for me. I have a kiddo in that age range, too. I think it was great that they were upfront and told you that you were going to need to send money to pay for the bowling. You don't know everybody's situation. That's totally fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's her friend, clearly. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that the little girl couldn't have made a friendship bracelet or stopped at dollar store.
Something.
Yes, you a jerk. Bring something.
Something. Mm-hmm. It's the thought that counts. And if you committed
right.
to going.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're punishing the kid.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody texted in, where's the party favors? Dude, they're not even paying for the party.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
My brain just caught up to what we just said because we're punishing the kid. I don't necessarily feel we're punishing the kid. The kid still had the experience of their friends coming. The present is just the cherry on top.
They're not necessary. He doesn't get a gift.
Presents aren't mandatory.
It's not a punishment.
Because the kids just want to be with their friends.
Right. Thoughtful.
Right. It's the
and
thought.
And it just has to be something from the heart. You could easily make a cute card or an art project
or a friendship bracelet. They're at that age where they all have grass. Oh, my God.
Really, though?
Yeah.
Well, they all got acrylic pens nowadays.
You're right. You're right. Can't you just post them on your story and give them flex that way? Isn't that a thing
Can't
now?
Y'all collab on a post? Aren't y'all these kids influencers?
Send a happy birthday shout out on social media. They'll love it. I mean, come on.
Why are we on these kids' necks like that? Leave these babies alone.
And I'm the one who won't do birthday shout outs.
Tanya, what are we doing? Oh, my goodness.
All right, Tanya.
It's true. Yeah, she's a jerk, though, for sure.
All right, for sure. Starts it off.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Tanya.
Bye.
Monica in Milwaukee texted in and said, yes, the jerk. She knew there was not going to be food and had to pay for her daughter. Feed your child beforehand, buy a birthday card, and make sure your child has her own money to buy her something else while there.
That could have been the present. Hey, let me treat a milkshake or something. Aww. Do kids still drink milkshakes?
I don't know. Well, my kids do, but that's because we go to Culver's every third day.
Of course kids still drink milkshakes. We ain't that old, Allie, and milkshakes never die.
That's right. Rico's in Milwaukee. Let's see what he thinks.
Rico.
Loves to give himself a shout out, Rico.
Good morning, Wepa.
Hi, Rico.
Good morning. I've been trying to get on the phone for a while. Go ahead, though. I'm going to say she's not the jerk because here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
With bowling, you got to spend so much money on that, and it's 6 o'clock. I mean, come on. All the kids probably had dinner already. You could have been courteous enough to at least have a cake there.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, the kid doesn't have to suffer for, you know, the parents' mistake, but... It's just the simple fact is, like, I went to go take my kid bowling, and it's like $40-$50.
Thank you, Rico. This is what I was trying to tell DZ. Bowling is not the 25-cent game we used to play when we were kids anymore, my guy.
I know that.
Exactly.
I know that.
It's not 50 cents of bowling, okay?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We'll jump back to 1992.
I mean, honestly, that's when it was a quarter a game.
Why you got to age this, Rico?
DZ wasn't even
alive.
Now
I'm 41.
Rico,
let's go.
Rico, DZ wasn't even alive. What year were you born? 93?
83.
I was in 83.
But DZ was 93, so he wasn't even alive in 92.
I still remember the quarter games.
Anyway, all right, Rico. So you say not the jerk, though.
No. You're already spending all the money. You give me some cake. I need that.
Give me some cake. I need that. Quote it.
Well, it costs $5 to make a Betty Crocker cake. Let's be real.
Exactly. Go get a box in a Dollar Tree and make one up. Mm. You know, you can get two of them for $2.50. I mean, geez.
Now we're helping them. You know, Rico, we're helping too much.
We're doing too much. Rico, you already answered. You said not.
I know.
Thanks, Rico.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Peace, have a good day. Man. You too. Glad you got here.
Casey wrote in from Muskego and said, I don't think either party is the jerk. See, Casey, and this is why you don't get to call in. You got to pick a side.
You Midwest nicer.
They said both hosting a party and getting a gift can be expensive. It was mutually agreed upon that everyone covers their own and gifts aren't expected. That's totally okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Casey says it's okay. Neither's the jerk.
Received is respected.
We're split down the middle, and somebody's got to be the jerk now. So let's go to Whitney in Milwaukee.
Whitney, good morning. You're the tiebreaker.
Hi, Whitney.
Good morning.
Well, which way we go?
She is a jerk.
Oh, go on.
So life is expensive right now. So to pay for like multiple teenagers to come bowling and stuff, and she knew ahead of time, she could have threw $20 in a card for that kid.
Thank you.
And
maybe not even 20.
I hear everybody saying something about like a birthday cake. My boys turned 13, they were like, Mom, please do not get me a cake. Like, we are not singing happy birthday. So maybe this teenager was like, I don't want to do a cake.
That was my thought.
Whitney.
I crossed that place because Owen's 13 where I went, they don't want to open presents in front of people. And they just want to, all they want is to hang out with their friends.
Don't look at me. Let me be with my people.
I don't want cake. I don't want presents. Just let me hang out with my friends and leave me alone.
Don't even acknowledge my birthday.
Kind of.
Basically.
Right, exactly, yes.
They're at that age. They don't think we're cool.
Right.
But they're the coolest thing walking, huh?
Exactly. And they're like, okay.
But we're cool enough to pay for their party.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Yeah. That's a whole nother.
And their zit cream. But another day for another time.
Oh, we've all been there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Whitney.
Good one.
You too. She works it out.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. Gifts aren't expected. And I personally threw my son's birthday at the bowling alley and it was $9.75 with food. And then they said, and Allie, you buy gifts for both kids, so your opinion's void. LOL.
Yeah, Allie, you actually don't get to qualify for this one.
Either I show up with gifts for all the kids or none. We've established.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Establish that so.
That part. Right. Today works it out.
Jerk.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.